Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on the planet.
It's okay when we're singing, we're dancing, we're playing on the field, making everybody else laugh, making everybody else millions of dollars. But as soon as we have a voice, we're punished for it.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Look, it takes 5 minutes. Notice I'm not getting the details about what goes on in Switzerland, but those that know, you know what I'm talking about.
Get a little. And then
do it again. Do it again.
A little.
That's it.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
You gotta love black folks. We gonna make a way out. What you mean, man? All you gotta do is get
put a little oil in it.
go get the Robitussin so we can get this car fixed.
Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, and two-time Emmy Award winner, Telly Hughes.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Truth Nation. It's here, y'all. It is finally here, Election Day. Good morning, Telly.
Good morning. Happy Election Day, Truth Nation. It's here.
It's here. Good morning, Jason. We got our guest producer, Jason, in the building. Jason Smith, what's going on?
Not much. Beautiful, beautiful Tuesday. I'm ready for the main event.
Right?
Yes, it is.
Listen, Truth Nation, we're going to bring you everything that you need today as we, as Americans, will be electing the 47th president of the United States. So we're going to bring you what you need to know about going to the poll today. How will presidential election votes be counted? As well as when will we know the results? So much to talk about. We want to start off with first encouraging everyone that has not already voted, because I know a lot of y'all right now, I've already voted, Denise. I've already voted, Telly. And we appreciate that. We appreciate that. But for those who have not, we're going to give you some valuable information on how you or someone that you know can ride to the polls at zero cost. That's right, y'all. Round trip transportation, complimentary. We're going to give you information about how you or someone that you know, care about, love, get them to the polls. What to expect when you arrive at the polls, and again, understanding how each vote will be counted. It's here, Telly.
Yes, yes.
Election Day is here.
Man, oh man. And so much have gone into this day, and it's amazing to me. I think I heard last night, DT, that over 70 million Americans have already voted or something like that, or it was something like just a ridiculous number. So, you know, shout outs and kudos to the people that have already done it. But today is the day where everything will get counted, and it's real. It is real.
It's real.
Yeah. And Truth Nation, throughout the show, we want to hear what you're thinking today as well on your way to the poll. If you're still undecided, I mean, it's still, you know, it's the 11th hour, but there's still maybe some people that still are undecided. But we want to hear from you. How are you feeling today? Because this has been a lot of buildup, DT. A lot of buildup for this day.
And to your earlier point, more than 78 million ballots have already been cast in 47 states and the District of Columbia. And this is according to a data source that was provided to CNN, Edison Research, and Catalyst. So again, 78 million ballots have already been cast in the country. And we are finally here, Election Day, where obviously that number will go up. Now, what's interesting is that early voting turnout is actually down from 2020.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, 4 years ago, more than 110 million Americans voted early, which was about 70% of everyone who voted in 2020. So yes, at this time, 110 million Americans had already voted. We're at 78 million now. So we got to make sure that we show up and we show out today and cast our vote. Good morning, Jules. I know you're going to probably drop some bars, so let's go ahead and get into it. You are live with DT and Telly. What is the bar you're going to drop today?
Good morning. No bars today. I'm going to hold back on that. I just wanted to make the comment that I'll never forget the way I felt on the election night when Obama won back in 2008. I was excited. I was proud. I felt inspired. I felt hopeful about the future. I will never forget that day. And I'll never forget the way I felt when Hillary lost back in 2016. I felt disappointed, particularly for women. I felt disappointed about what that moment showed. I felt like that moment showed America was not ready, not yet ready to take that step. I felt nausea about the prospects of a Trump presidency. Turns out I had no idea just how nauseating that would become in the years since. And as America becomes a browner and browner nation by the hour, I see a shrinking group of people, white Christians, who are worried and nervous and in some cases angry about what they perceive as a threat to their place on the socioeconomic totem pole. And that, I think, has fueled every ugly thing that we've seen and heard since the Obama family graced the halls of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with their grace and dignity. Fast forward to today, I think Donald Trump represents the great white hope, their last desperate attempt to preserve and hang on to white supremacy in America. And today I feel curious about what's going to happen. I feel nervous. I feel optimistic. 45 out of 46 U.S. presidents have been white men, just one black. None women. What's America going to decide today? What message will we send to the world? What's Wisconsin going to say today? What's Milwaukee going to do? What are black folks going to do? And I'm wondering how I'm going to feel tonight. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to get that out there and get it off my chest. Thank you.
That's real.
Yeah,
thank you, Jules. We appreciate you sharing that.
Absolutely. Those are all real thoughts and all real feelings that you experienced. And you do bring up a lot of questions that, I mean, will get answered later on tonight or by tomorrow. But, I'm so glad that Jules, you know, expressed how he felt, because there is a lot of different feelings going into today. Like, we didn't know how we were going to wake up and feel about today and this election. And so, this is a very, very peculiar time. And we are going to see what America feels is the best way to move forward and who is the best person to lead this country for the next 4 years.
And speaking of leaders, Truth Nation, you definitely want to stay locked in, because at 7:30 this morning, we are scheduled to have a very, very significant elected official who happens to be the state of Maryland's first African-American governor and the third African-American person elected as governor of any U.S. state. And that will be Governor Wes Moore. We're going to have him live on The Truth, the best morning show on planet Earth. So that's please make sure that you stay locked in, because I'm sure he will be giving us a lot of insight on what to expect today. Also, some of the initiatives that he's led in the state of Maryland that we as Wisconsinites, especially those that identify as black or African American, can relate to. So stay locked in, because again, in about 20 minutes, we will be joined live by the governor of Maryland, Wes Moore, who again is the first African American governor in the state of Maryland to be elected in the state of Maryland, and the third African American to be elected as governor in the country. And I believe at this point, if I'm not mistaken, Wes Moore is the only black governor in the country right now. I want to say it might be one more. I have to fact check, but
I think he's the only one.
That's what I thought. Mm. So that's to Jules' point. Black voters, black people, we have one black governor in this country. One. It's 2024.
Yeah.
We've had 46 presidents since this country was established in 1776. Our first president was George Washington. And to Jules' point, we've had one black president out of 46. And today, when you enter the polls, whatever decision that you make, definitely make the decision that's going to work best for you, your family, your country. But I got to say this, Telly, doggone it. If you black and you go into that poll, I'm going to refrain. I'm going to stick to the facts. There are countries in Europe, like the largest colonization continent, okay, where colonization is just like premier when you look at history, Telly. Most European countries have had at some point in the last decade or even 21st century, a female leader. Even in the British monarchy, the royal family, they changed it to where, you know, it used to be if there was a female sibling that was in line for the crown, they could get skipped over. So now they've even made it to where you don't have to be next in line. You can, if something, God forbid, were to happen to Prince George, Princess Charlotte, she could be queen. It wouldn't skip and go to Prince Louis. All these countries in Europe have had no issues electing a female to be their leader. Yeah. Germany, prime ministers have served in the UK for many, many, you know, many decades. We had Margaret Thatcher. So here it is, the United States, the United States of America. And we have a woman on the ballot who also is a black woman. I'm just so excited just to even know that we will know soon. It won't be tonight. Probably won't be tomorrow. We'll get into that in terms of how the votes will be counted and when we can expect to know the results. So stay locked in. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. We're going to give you election coverage all day long until 11 p.m. And this is going to be live broadcasting all day. And when we come back, we're going to get into what do you need to watch for today as relates to the election. Free rides to the polls, y'all. Free rides to the polls, as well as election day security. The state of Philadelphia is not playing. So when we come back, we're going to get into the state of Philadelphia said, you want to mess around and find out? Mess around and find out. Stay locked in. This is the best morning show on planet Earth. Election coverage 2024 on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told with DT and Telly. We'll be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
It is Truth Nation. Good morning. Good morning. It is Election Day. It is General Election Day all across the United States of America. People will be placing their votes, going to the polls and placing their votes for the next president. This is crazy. The next president of the United States. We are already here, as well as both state and local elected official roles. So get familiar with what will be on your ballot, and you can visit myvote.wi.gov to understand what exactly will be on your ballot. Now, Telly, before break, we were talking about getting to the polls. So let's start with that. There is an organization known as Souls to the Polls, and they are offering once again free, that's right, y'all, free 99 rides to the polls. And not just getting there, Telly, but round trip. So if you need to go vote or return, well, you can't do any absentee ballot voting today, but if you need to go to the polls, especially to vote. You can book your free ride today. That's right, today on Election Day. And all you have to do is call the following number. Y'all ready for this? I'm going to say it slow. Write it down. Text it. Share it with your family group text. Because there is no excuse for anyone in Milwaukee to not be able to exercise their power, their voice, which is their vote. So again, the hotline number to book your free ride round trip to the polls today, 414-742-1060. Again, that number is 414-742-1060. And you can call that number and book a round trip ride to your polling location in order to vote today. Isn't that wonderful?
That is great. That is great. I have some other information that that was passed along to me where there are possible limo rides that are available to get to the polls. And I'm trying to pull it up right now.
I love that because, yes, you know, any commercial transportation company, this is the day where you can really make a difference.
Yes.
And take those black cars and those limos and pick people up and take them to the polls and take them back home. I love that.
Yes. Yes. So I got it now, DT. And this is courtesy of Paradise Memorial Funeral and Cremation Services. The limos to the polls, they will be providing free limousine rides to our local polling stations. If you want to book your ride to the polls, call 414-461-8000. Again, 414-461-8000. And again, we will continue to pass this information along throughout our broadcast. That is the number to book your ride to the polls, a free limo to the polls.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what?
Yeah.
Go on in that closet, put on your best outfit, put some them shades on. Put that part on the side. Get you a nice little glass of something.
Yes, yes.
Pull up to the pole and be like, I'm here.
Hey, I've arrived. In a limo. I've arrived.
And this what?
Is courtesy of Paradise Memorial Funeral and Cremation Services. Again, 414-461-8000. Book your free limo ride to the polls.
I love it. What you say, Telly? Hey, man. Don't lose my keys, man. Pull up over there. Pull up. Give me about 10 minutes. I'll be back out.
Hey, it's like, what?
Don't be drinking up. What are they saying? Don't be drinking up all my yak now. Yeah. Let me go in here and do my vote, and I'll be right back, all right?
Hey, you hitting
them DJ,
corners.
Keep that music flowing. I love it. I love being black. I love it. Like, can you imagine? Telly, you know I'd be so black with it. If I was in Milwaukee, I would straight call one of them limos. Put on my Versace. Put on my Versace shades. Come on, Jason. Can you see DT pulling up in the limo and acting a fool?
Come on now.
Hey, man, look. Turn that music down, okay? Just pull over to the side. Hey. Don't be drinking up all my stuff now. I'll be right back. I'm going to go vote. And then when you finish voting, you know, I got my sticker on and I'm just doing that walk. Float on, float on. Yeah, I voted, y'all. Hey, get back in the limo.
Hey,
now, look, you go get some wings.
I was about to say, it's already a bad sign when you walk out with a martini glass to the limo. Like, hey, man, we ain't going to the club. We going to vote. I know where we're going, fool.
I got this. Are you going to drive me or not? You sure do talk a lot, Mr. Driver. Your job is to drive and be quiet. Boy, you got a lot of lip.
I'm coherent. I know who I'm voting
for. I just voted. I'm about to go celebrate. Let me call my peoples up. Hey, what y'all doing? I got a limo.
Hey, man, shoot over here, man. I'll shoot you the address. Hey, let me text it to you. They'd be like, man, this ain't no joyride.
Today it is. You picked the wrong one. ODT going to be in this limo. Oh, we going to pick up all kind of people. Woo, I could just see. That's why I'm glad I'm here in Dallas, because if I was in Milwaukee, I'm telling you, that limo driver would be like, okay, well, we said free. We meant to the pole and back to and your back. Home.
Right.
What?
You know, we can all mess right. up a good thing, boy.
Hey, man, pull over and wait for me, okay? Don't like, be man. Trying to leave and like, take man, up she, all my stuff now.
She said, like, she said she going to vote. But, you know, she got to wait. Like, could you wait about 10 minutes, man? She going to come out the house. She just did it like, like, look,
and the
man.
Driver, Miss Thomas, it shows here that your residence is blah, blah, blah. Fool, don't worry about all that. I got to go pick up Lisa. And
stop by. Let me get my check. I mean, we out. I need to pick up my check. And
what'd you say? Look, well, since we out here, I might as well go to the grocery store.
I mean, it's boat right next to the grocery store. I mean, you know, I got my check. Like,
woo, y'all, and I'm sweating. We're just playing.
And get mad at them. So what else you got to do? Like, you ain't got nothing else to do.
You ain't got nothing to do but drive people around to go vote, so let's go.
Right. You doing your
now, you
job.
You know you can go. Pick and save is right there. Now quit playing. Okay, y'all, in all seriousness, when you book the free ride, yeah. just have them take you to the pole.
Just go to the pole.
And back to your – don't be DT, okay? Don't ever do what I do. Yeah. Now, in all seriousness, the NAACP is also got you covered if you need a ride or know someone who needs a ride to the polls, because today is election day. So if you need a ride to the polls or to the ballot box – we've got you covered, because this year the NAACP has partnered with Lyft. That's right, the ride-sharing company Lyft, to provide discounted rides to help voters get to the polls. So you can use the code NAACPVOTE24. And it says while supplies last. So that means they probably have purchased a certain quantity of discounted vouchers. So if you need a ride and you can't get in the limo because DT and her girls are driving all around Milwaukee in the free limo, you can contact Lyft and provide the discount code NAACPVOTE24. I love this. I love this. I love this. I love this.
Yeah.
And so when we come back, because again, we're going to be talking about the election all day today. 11, no, not even 11 hours. We're live until 11 p.m.
So,
here on The Truth.
Wow.
All morning long. When we come back, we want to talk about what to watch for today, as well as understanding how the votes will be counted. Now, for those who are still undecided, still anxious about what will happen at the polls, we've got a message for you from the state of Philadelphia. Their attorney general has let it be known that no one in this country should have to worry about being in danger or their security being compromised. And this is what the attorney general said yesterday during a press conference regarding what voters should be prepared for and what to expect when they place their vote today at the polls. Check this out. When we come back, we're going to get this audio.
It's your man, DJ Phil.
What up? It's DJ Shrek.
DJ Cutthroat. DJ the polls. DJ, let's go.
DJs at the polls turns Election Day into a celebration.
When we come back, we're going to get the audio right. That's all good. When we come back, we're going to get you the audio from the district attorney, or excuse me, the attorney general in the state of Philadelphia, who has a message to everyone that is voting today in the election. It's election day, y'all. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Oh,
Told with DT and Telly, and we are covering what is going to be the most historical and monumental presidential election in the history of the United States. And we are so excited to be joined by one of my favorite leaders. I've been fortunate to meet him a few times, but he shakes hands with like 20 trillion people a day because he's out here doing the work, encouraging people to get out to vote, and why he is supporting Madam Vice President Kamala Harris. We have live on the air on the Truth Talking text line the first elected Black governor in the state of Maryland and the third African-American person to be elected as governor of any state in the United States, and who I'm already putting in bid for 2032. I'm just saying, Governor Moore, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. We are so honored to have you.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm so excited to see you in person now.
Yes.
I'm a fan, man. I'm a fan. I'm excited.
Yeah.
We are so excited to have you. Now, Governor Moore, God, we know you. That you are super, super busy, and you have done such an incredible job, you and your entire administration in the state of Maryland, and encouraging and increasing the awareness of getting out and vote, as well as your support for Madam Vice President Kamala Harris to become the 47th president. What have you been doing? What are you doing today? What can you tell us to get us to go out and vote today, Governor Moore?
Well, you know, I'm excited because I think the energy we're seeing out here is real, because I think people understand that everything in their life is a policy decision. You know, it's the air you breathe. It's the water you drink. It's the school your kids attend. It's the homes you live in. It's the wages you're making. I mean, everything about our life, someone who's sitting in one of these positions is helping to make those decisions. And so if you care about your future, and if you care about the future of your family, and if you care about the legacy that you will leave, who sits in these seats matters. And, you know, for months now, we've had people speaking to us. Now's the time for the voters to speak. And I'm just real clear, like, I'm 10 toes down to make sure that the vice president becomes the next president of the United States, because I have seen her work. I've had the joy as being one of the nation's governors to work closely with her. And I've seen her work when it was tough. I've seen her when the decisions were difficult. I have seen her being able to help to lead and understand the hardships that's required. And I cannot wait to have her as the next president of the United States, because she's uniquely qualified and capable to be able to lead this country in this moment.
We are pleased to be joined by Maryland Governor Wes Moore. And Governor Moore, as a fellow Black man, this is the first time I think in my lifetime that it seems like Black men are going to play a crucial part in this election. And when you just said that you've worked so closely with Madam Vice President Harris, you know what she's trying to do and all the efforts she's trying to make. Why do you think it's been an issue for Black men, especially in early voting, getting out?
Well, one, I think people have to remember, I mean, Black men, just like any demographic, you got to go earn the vote. You know, we're not just going to go vote for somebody or a candidate just because. But that's why I think Vice President Kamala Harris has uniquely earned the support for Black men, because remember, she's the first candidate in the history of presidential politics to actually put out party nominee who's put out a policy that's exclusively focused around Black men. The opportunity agenda for Black men is the first time that has ever happened in presidential politics. And she talks about things like, what are we going to do to increase capital to our small businesses? What are we going to do to increase home ownership and giving $25,000 down payment to first-time home buyers so we can create pathways to wealth? What are we going to do to make sure we're having a legalized recreational cannabis market, and also being intentional about who are the ones that are getting the licenses, and actually using that as a way of decreasing the wealth gap instead of using it in a way as serving as this hammer or this cudgel against communities, and particularly communities of color, that cannabis policy has always historically been. So she's putting together detailed policies to let Black men know that we are seen, that we are loved, that we are supported, and that we're going to have a vice president who's going to prioritize the idea that if you really want to support America, that means supporting everyone in America, including our Black men. And so, you know, I think that, you know, she's done what she needs to do, which is go out there and earn it. And that's why I think that you are right. I think black men are going to turn out in remarkable numbers, and they're going to be part of the important coalition that's going to get her across the finish line.
You are listening to the 63rd elected governor of Maryland, Governor Wes Moore, who, Governor Moore, you won the 2022 Maryland election by a significant margin, which made you the first black governor in the state of Maryland and the third African-American governor of any U.S. state. As we are about to make history today and witness the first black woman to be elected, what are some ways that we as a community can support Madam Vice President if, and I'm just going to say when, but if she is elected to be president? Because for you, you were the first. You were the first black governor in the entire state of Maryland, which was very historical. So how can we support Madam Vice President as the first black female president of the United States?
Well, I liked your win. I liked your win. It's when she becomes the next president. And I think the answer is that we all just have to make sure we vote. We now have, and I believe we have until 8 p.m. And remember, go out in 8 p.m. If you're in line in 8 p.m., even if 8 p.m. you haven't voted yet, but you are in line, stay in line, because they will count your vote as long as you're in line by 8 p.m. But we have a chance to put our fingerprints on history. And one of the things I so respect about MVP, our vice president, is, you know, I did become the first black governor in the history of my state and only the third ever elected in the history of this country. But I came in saying, but that's not the assignment, right? The assignment wasn't to make history. The assignment was to make sure we're honoring the promises that we made to the people and to spend every single day making sure we are honoring those promises. And I know that's her philosophy as well. She is going to be a historic president. But she also understands that's not the assignment. That the history that she's trying to make is not hers. The history that she's trying to make is for us. And that's why I'm so committed to making sure that she becomes the next president of the United States, because she's running this race not for her own edification, not for her own retribution. She's running the race so that we all can be seen and we all can be supported and that we as a country can heal. And I think she's uniquely capable of doing that.
Governor Moore, by... fine co-host DT started this interview off by jokingly saying putting her bid in for you in 2032. But in all seriousness, your name did come up when President Biden, dropped out of the race. And there's a lot of people that feel like you may be in the, let's just say, grooming process. Is that something that may be possibly in your on your radar in the future?
The only thing that's on my radar is making sure that Kamala Harris becomes the next president of the United States. And I say that because what I know is who sits in these seats and matters to us. And think about it, I remember on March 26th when a ship the size of three football fields slammed into the Key Bridge in Baltimore, one of the most iconic bridges in my state. And at 2:02 in the morning, my phone rang and let me know what was going on. And at 2:02 in the morning, we started mobilizing where, you know, we now knew that we had around 13% of our state's economy that was now going to be shut down, that I had thousands of workers who now no longer had a job, and that I had six workers who were fixing potholes in the middle of the night who were now gone. And as we're in the process of mobilizing and there's nothing but chaos all around me, I will never forget one of the early phone calls that I got just started with three words, and it was Gov, it's Kamala. And I want to let you know we're going to be with you every step of the way. I will never forget that. Like, she's a person who lied for us. She's a person who was with us when we were knocked down. And she helped us to build back up, where when people said it would take 11 months to be able to reopen the port of Baltimore, we got it done in 11 weeks. And we got it done because we worked together. And so I am so certain that the partner that I need inside this work, And the partner that I need to fulfill the commitment that I made to the people of my state who elected me overwhelmingly is by making sure that Kamala Harris is our partner inside this work. And that's what I'm so excited about. Like, I'm convinced this is going to be Maryland's decade, and it's going to happen because we have the right partners in the White House.
Nice.
Love it. We love to hear that. Again, Governor Wes Moore from the state of Maryland joining us, Truth Nation, to remind us the importance of our vote today and why he is standing with Madam Vice President Kamala Harris to become the next president of the United States. Because as you had so eloquently described, Governor Moore, she is a partner for the people. So, Governor, thank you so much. We know you're busy. We so appreciate you. Please join us anytime. We'd love to have you again. And go vote.
Yes.
Go vote.
Yes. Thank you so much.
And God bless you. God bless y'all. Go vote. And Denise, I'm looking forward to catching up in person.
Yes, it's soon, Mark. And tell my link sister, First Lady Moore, my link sister, I said hello. Thank you so much.
Hey,
yes.
I told him.
All right. Have a great day. God have a great y'all. Election day, Governor.
You too now.
Governor Wes Moore, the governor of Maryland. That was, look, that's all right, Vitelli, look.
Hey.
You see, he did good on answering that question, right?
Yeah, he was good. He was good. I was gonna tell him that, but when he went into what happened with the Port of Baltimore, which I remember, and that was crazy, but that's something that, like he said, you'll always remember to know that someone call you at 2 a.m. and they're like, look, what do you need?
And you notice he didn't have to call her.
Right.
So a lot of times the governors, they have to call the president and say, we need some help.
Mm-hmm.
She was proactively on it at 2 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, that to me, that's the kind of leadership I want to know, that when something happens, no matter where and when it happens, that could compromise the safety and security of Americans, we have a leader who's on deck. Mm-hmm. What do you need?
Yeah. And on top of that, these are the things that I think people need to know. Like, those are the stories, yes. Like, when we talked to Toni West, her brother-in-law, yesterday, and mm-hmm. today, talking to Wes Moore, people that know her, be around her, have been around her for extensive periods of times, and those are the things that, like, when you hear the word leadership, those are the things that you're supposed to hear about, not,
exactly.
You know, some of the things that other candidates have said and have done, but those are the things that you think of when you think of effective, strong leadership.
Absolutely. And that's what we all should be considering if we have not voted already. What does the next level of leadership look like for this country?
Mm-hmm.
What does the next level of leadership look like? And we're going to continue, Telly and I, to bring you live election day coverage. Also, you do not want to change that channel. You want to stay locked in. You want to visit youtube.com and search for 101.7 The Truth. Hit that subscribe button. You can stream and watch Telly and I live now. You stay locked in. You're going to get nothing but election day coverage until 11 p.m. tonight. 11 p.m. tonight, live coverage. This is going to be your go-to station for those most recent up-to-dates, especially as it impacts our community. When we come back, we're going to get into election day security. So we've talked about how you can get to the polls. And quite frankly, a number of us are still feeling anxious. Like, what should we expect when we get to the polls? Well, we're going to make sure that you understand the election process for you. It will be smooth.
Mm-hmm.
It will be smooth. It will be safe. And yes, also, guess what? All over the country, including in the city here of Milwaukee, there will be live DJs at the polls. You can get a limo to the polls. You got a DJ at the polls. You can float out into your limo.
Mm-hmm.
Stay locked in, y'all. We're bringing you all the best information, the best support that you need. You deserve it, and we got it coming to you live all day here on The Truth 101.7. This is the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Stay locked in.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, it's College Month on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, and we want to help your young scholar get those free scholarship dollars. All month long, we will be highlighting local universities who offer full tuition scholarships and local organizations who help students find thousands of dollars in scholarships each year. So be sure to tune into The Truth all month long so you do not miss this important information on how your student can go to college and be debt-free. College Scholarship Month on The Truth is sponsored by Concordia University, Wisconsin, Live Uncommon, and Educators Credit Union, Achieving More Together.
Truth Nation, today is Election Day, and we want to encourage you again to get out and vote. As Governor Wes Moore of Maryland just left, he joined us live. He had mentioned that the polls close at 8 p.m. tonight. But if you were in line, if you were in line at 8 o'clock, your vote still must be counted. So don't you leave that line. And speaking of don't leave The Truth. You want to tune in all day from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. as we cover everything you need to know about the 2024 presidential and local election. Also, tonight from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., we will air our special Truth Summit Roundtable, and you're going to hear from our distinguished panel of Dr. Ken Harris, Sherwin Hughes, Jason Fields, and State Senator Dora Drake. And this will definitely be a lively debate on the state of education, policy, and politics for Black Milwaukee. Lastly, from 8 to 11 p.m., Dr. Ken Harris will be joined by 620's WTMJ's John McCure for wall-to-wall coverage of the 2024 election results. So stay tuned all day into the award-winning 101.7 The Truth all day until 11 p.m. as we will keep you up to date on the election. I'm so excited. Why am I excited?
Because you just talked to Governor Moore.
You ain't lying. Don't do it, DT. I won't. Self, shut up, DT. Okay, self.
I rebuketh you, self.
He's married.
No, but great conversation with Governor Moore, DT. We were talking about it during the break, and those are some of the stories that I'm so glad that we are talking to people that are close to Madam Vice President Harris, like Tony West, her brother-in-law yesterday, and Governor Moore today. People that have worked around her have spent a lot of time around her, not just 5 minutes or not just meeting her and moving on and trying to come back and tell you everything about a person and you only met them for 5 minutes. These are people that really, really, really know her. And I know that was one of the biggest things, even for myself, DT, for a long time. It's like, I just don't feel like I know her. And
oh, my God. Breaking news. I'm so sorry, Telly. Breaking news. I'm about to start crying. My son just texts me, and he's got his sticker. He said, I voted.
Oh.
I'm about to start crying. Oh, my God. My eyes are watering.
I thought something was like real big. Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
You going to frame that picture? Crying.
Man. Hold on. Let me just text him, y'all. Truth Nation, give me a second. I'm so proud of you. I love you. Okay. I'm sorry, y'all.
That is great.
This is live radio. But for my son to get up in the morning before he goes to work and go vote. And let me be clear. I'd never, not one point, ever told or try to persuade my children. Because my daughter, she's 29. She early voted with my parents 3 weeks ago. But I never, you know, said, you need to vote for this. You need to vote for this person. I never said that. All I said to both of my kids, and I think this is their third election, presidential election, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's their third. I said, just please, y'all, go vote. Just go vote. And so for my son to have texted me, whew, I'm sorry. Thank y'all, Truth Nation, for indulging me. I had to get that out because I literally almost started crying. I mean, it just makes you proud because, you know, my son is a 26-year-old Black man. I don't care who he voted for. I don't need to know who he voted for. But just to know that, with everything that these young Black men are navigating through, especially in predominantly white environments, for him to get up and make sure that he went out and vote. I'm done, y'all. My day is good. I'm good. Now all we got to do is beat the Packers on the 17th, and my life will be complete.
See, you're excited all the way around. You're excited before you receive that text message.
I was, and I'm just like, this is going to be a great day. But and our director of content, Kyle Wallace, just texted us and said that that was a great interview with Wes Moore. And, you know, that's what we do here on The Truth. We want to make sure that you have access to elected government officials who have been closely tied with leadership as well as their passion and dedication to this country. Rachel on our YouTube message board, I love this, Telly. She says, hi, DT and Telly. I want to thank you both for helping me get through this election season. I appreciate all the truth you shared. You stayed fair and even got me to have an open mind. And she put in parentheses, RNC coverage. Thank you, Rachel.
Yes, yes.
We appreciate you saying that.
Thank you very much. Yes. Because, again, that's what we've always, wanted to do, was just, provide a platform where you can express how you feel, things that you're going through, and we could talk about it in a healthy way. And Rachel, we're definitely happy that we've been able to help you, and that's all we have wanted to do.
Yes, and not really a city girl says, I agree, Telly. I didn't know who she was, referring to Madam Vice President Kamala Harris. I didn't know who she was as a leader or what she stood for. However, in Biden's weakness, Kamala stepped up with force, persuasion and passion. I see her better now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. The power of Milwaukee Black Talk Radio. When we come back, she said she emulates leadership. I love it. When we come back, y'all, you are safe. You are safe and secure if you plan to go vote. My son just voted. We're going to give you information on what to expect when you go to the polls today, as well as when will we find out who won the election. This is the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. This is Election Day. Let's go.